Masechet Berachot, Perek Bet Mishnah Dalad. So we have a short Mishnah over here, and it's talking about how much kavana, how much focus a person has to have while saying the Shema. Ha'umanin korin berosh ha'ilan o berosh ha'nidbach. Workers, while they're at work, they may be on top of a tree, they may be picking fruit from a tree, or they may be berosh ha'nidbach, they may be on a stone wall doing some sort of stonemasonry. They're allowed to say Shema, they can stay up there and fulfill their obligation of Shema. And we know the situation that they're in. They're all the way on top in a very precarious situation, a very dangerous spot. They can't have Kavanah. They're focused on their own safety. They're worrying about not falling down. So the Mishnah's Chidush is teaching us that even though they're all the way up there worrying about one thing and they can't focus very much, they're still allowed to fulfill their Kiryat Shema by being up there, because they only have to have Kavanah for the first Pasuk of Shema. And once they have that first Pasuk, Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, the acceptance of the heavenly yoke, they can say the rest of Shema without proper Kavanah. Mishnah continues and says, Mashe'enan Rasha'in La'asot Ken Batefilah, as opposed to prayer, as opposed to whenever the Mishnah says Tefilah, it's talking about Amidah. A person is not allowed to pray Amidah while all the way up on top of a tree or on top of a stone wall, because Amidah needs prolonged focus. They need to have the ability to focus on the entire Amidah, because Amidah is about Rahameh Shamayim. It's about beseeching Hashem and standing in front of our Melech, in front of our King. So that can't be done with real focus while one is all the way up there. Shema ken, because it's only one sentence of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, and then you can say the rest of it without Kavanah. Obviously, the best situation, if the worker has the ability, is to go down all the way back to ground and to say Shema properly with full Kavanah. Masechet Berachot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Hey. So in the last Mishnah, we spoke about a person who's a worker, an uman, if he's obligated or not in Shema, even though he's all the way up on top of a tree. And we said, yes, he's still obligated. Even though he's currently occupied with something, he's still obligated at that point, and he can fulfill his obligation on top of a tree. This Mishnah also is going to talk about somebody who was occupied. He's occupied in a mitzvah. If he's occupied in a mitzvah, he's tarud, and his mind is on that matter, is he exempt from saying Shema or not? That halakhic principle would be called Ha'osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. Somebody is engaged currently in a mitzvah, he is exempt from other mitzvot. And that's what the Mishnah says. Hatan patur mikiryat shema b'layla harishon. A groom is exempt from kiryat shema. He does not have to say kiryat shema on the first night of his marriage. Ad motza'e shabbat. From the first night until Shabbat is over. And we assume over here, like the Mishnah Ketubot says, that people generally got married on a Tuesday night, which is Wednesday. Tuesday night, which is the, in Jewish terms, the start of Wednesday. So if he didn't consummate his marriage on that first night, he has 4 nights where he would be exempt from saying Shema, because his mind is focused on that mitzvah of consummating his marriage. Imlo asa ma'aseh. As long as he didn't consummate the marriage, he doesn't have to say Shema for those first 4 nights. Mishnah continues and brings a story about Rabban Gamliel. Ma'aseh b'Rabban Gamliel shekara b'layla harishon shenasa. There's a story about Rabban Gamliel who said Shema on that first night when he got married. Amru lo talmidav, his students came over to him and they told him, Rabbi, what's happening here? Lo limatanu rabbenu shehatan patur mikilyat shema b'layla harishon. They told him, Rabbi, didn't you teach us that a groom is exempt from Kiryat Shema on the first night of his marriage? That he's engaged in this mitzvah of consummating the marriage, and his mind is on that. Therefore, he wouldn't be able to focus on Kiryat Shema because he's engaged in this mitzvah. Amad lahem, he answered them, Eni shomea lachem lebatel mimenu malchut shamayim afilu sha'ai hat. He said, I can't do it. I don't have that capability. You're right. Maybe technically, I'm exempt. I don't have the obligation of Shema, but I view this mitzvah of Shema as an opportunity. This isn't just a commandment that I have to fulfill and check the box. This is an opportunity for closeness, to acknowledge the kingship of Hashem, and even for one moment, I don't have the ability to push away that privilege of being somebody who could sanctify myself by doing this holy act, this holy mitzvah of Kiryat Shema. Therefore, even Rabban Gamliel said, on the first night, I'm going to say Shema, even though technically I am exempt.